Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. Make sure you have your notepads ready, but more importantly, make sure you're ready to execute on the information. Yeah, but before we get started, we got to let them in on the breaking news alert. All right, so earners, the time has come. EYLU Grad School is here, and you know how we bring it in. Over 100 past webinars, weekly webinars from industry experts, monthly financial planning calls with Rashad, our movie and book club, access to our private investment group on Facebook, and we've just added the Home Buyer's Blueprint Volume 1 Reloaded from our brother MG the Mortgage Guy, which has over 12 hours of content to guide you through the process of buying a home with a number of home buying programs to get you through the process, y'all. And in addition to that, you now have access to our weekly mentorship calls for all things real estate hosted again by our brother MG. It's an amazing package. We put it all together. We can't wait for you to see it and be a part of it. And right now, it's 50% off. So all you got to do is head over to EYLUniversity.com, and you're going to get 50% off.
2021, we're going to do something different. I'm going to let you guys decide if you want to execute it or not. I'm not going to force you, but this is for those who want the greatest return and possibly the greatest year possible to follow up from last year. These are the three secrets to winning with your money in 2021. So let's rock and roll so we can bring our amazing guest on. So number one, what I want you to do, please write these down. Every spare dollar that you get in 2021, I want you to put half into the market and half into eliminating debt. If you want to be debt-free, type debt-free in chat. I think all last year we proved what kind of gains are possible. Tesla, 700%, Apple, 89%. We'll talk about a few others that ran up 2,000%. The misnomer that you can only get 7 to 12% per year, we proved that to be wrong. But this year, I want to go more comprehensive and talk about lifestyle structure, and having great gains in the market means nothing if you have a ton of debt and a bunch of bills every time you walk to your mailbox. Number two, this is important for my fellas. Got to avoid lifestyle creep. I say this because interest rates will more than likely rise in 2023. This year will not be as sexy as 2020. So it'll be a little bit more difficult. So we're going to get a chance to see the cream rise to the top, and those who can actually invest and trade, it will be on display this year. So you don't need to go get a 14 bedroom house this year. Let's wait. Everyone can't do like him 500. Listen, you may not be able to get Brian McKnight and Maxwell to show up. You know, You may not be able to get John Legend. Say, baby, I love you. Let's put on this playlist and let's not have any stress. And then number three, everyone always asks me, how long does it take? For me, it took me about 18 months. Once I concentrated heavily on it, I used the Dave Ramsey debt snowball, but modified. So every other revenue stream, I put 50 to 75% into paying off my debt. If you only have one source of income, it can take you anywhere from 2 to 3 years. If you have more than one, it can take you 12 months if you really bust your ass and put all your extra money into it. I know when COVID clears, everybody wants to go to Playa. Everyone wants to go to Tulum. Great. Hold off until you get debt-free, though. This quote from John Templeton is probably one of the most important. Happiness comes from spiritual wealth and not material. And when I was broke, I used to think to myself, like, oh, give me the money and then I'll find a way to be happy. But we tried to put this on display week after week last year. I was happiest giving to others last year. Very rarely did I even talk about any of my personal accomplishments last year. I was happier to give to those who needed or wanted it. So I'm begging you, write this down. I need you to find a way to give to 10 people every week for 52 weeks this year. And watch how the blessings multiply in your life. This is not some theoretical woo-woo or some church thing. This is something I've actually done that's had a tremendous impact on my life. And last year, some of you beat up on me. It was like, man, all you cover is stocks and long-term investing. But this is what I call the freedom satellite. So this is the beginner's version. And once we go into week 16, I'm going to give you the full blueprint. But this is your freedom satellite. These are the things that you need in place to actually have financial freedom. So number one, you need a business. You pick. Now, in your industry, you need to see what the probability of hitting $1 million or multi-million dollars is in your business. We don't want to walk by hope. We want to walk into the data and know what's possible. Number two, stocks. We talked about that forever. We know why. Real estate. So I said this before. It's not a gang war. It's both. It's not stocks or real estate. It's both. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. Life insurance. For what you invest in the bang for your buck that you get, life insurance is a great addition to your satellite and portfolio. This is a big one I want to touch on. I talked about it in the sniper room earlier, but having a job. Don't let people on Instagram and social media tell you that working is bad. The average entrepreneur makes less than $30,000 a year. And we all have a friend that is had a business for 8 years and he hasn't went anywhere, but he's like, man, I can't believe you work for somebody else. And meanwhile, they're not able to provide for them. So there have been more millionaires made from stock options inside of companies than there have been actual entrepreneurs that have went on to make a million. So don't let people trick. My mom used to tell me, some beats none, right? So if you have money coming in, it's what you do with it that would help catapult you. And then once you actually get into this business, we'll talk about this week 8. You need 24 streams of revenue in your business. Now, when we talked about it 2 or 3 weeks ago, people were shocked because you often heard 7 was the number. I've been to enough conferences wherever I brought up that number, people laughed, but I want to walk you through an illustration of what corporations do. Don't follow what I say. Follow what the top 10 companies throughout the world do. So these are the fundamentals that matter. Add this to that fundamental list when you are evaluating a company. This is key. How many customers are in their ecosystem? So Apple has 1.5 billion active devices, according to last year. T-Mobile actively has 98 million customers paying every month. Microsoft has 75, Netflix 73, Disney Plus had 86.8. They're projected to go to 260 million by the end of this year. The only weakness with Disney Plus, they don't have any amazing content. They're living off old content. But if they can find a way to create more content without going into debt like Netflix, they can have a powerful ass business. So a key point, I want you to write this down. Companies with a subscriber base of 70 million to 100 million is a sweet spot to invest in. Your homework for tonight, make a list of 10 of those companies and select the 3 that you want to invest in. Really quick, go ahead.
You don't like the Mandalorian? Though?
I thought it was good. The last episode was amazing, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's very niche. It's kind of like Kid Cudi. Like Kid Cudi spawned a wave.
That's a good
but
comparison.
Not everyone is like, yo, you heard the new Cudi. But if Kanye does it, Kanye would be Apple or T-Mobile or Netflix in comparison.
Yeah, your analogies are incredible, man. That's a good one.
I try to keep my spot. It's a point that needs to be stressed home for the fellas. You can either buy and hold for freedom, or you can choose to be selfish. Fellas, I'm going to talk to us more aggressively this year, and I'm going to tell you some of the things that I wish that I was told earlier. The number one reason that people don't hold for 10 to 30 years because you don't give a damn about who is in your life and who is in your family, and you're not looking to secure their future. At some point, fellas, we got to have some private talks about hedging in relationships. And but the thing that I see is amongst the men that love their kids and love their family, they all have put something away. For the men that have had the misfortune of dealing with the wrong type of person or having a child and being divorced with the wrong type of person, they are a lot more hesitant. Through the good graces of God and through this partnership, last year I was able to talk to like 14,000 people about investing. And whenever I talk to men, the ones who really love their kids, it was not even a question if they had money put away. So we won't do this in a public forum, but in the private forum, we have to talk about some strategies to mitigate, even if you are in a tumultuous situation in your household. If you got in before the crash last year, it only took you 3 months to recover. Thank God to quantitative easing and all the Robinhood traders and all of us that were new in the market that helped prop some of these things up. And if you bought at the absolute high before the world shut down, it only took you 6 months to recover. 6 months. And we talked about it before, post-World War II, in a recession, on average, it takes 17 months to recover, which is not a long time when you're in the middle of that storm. Man, it feels like hell on earth. But I want to reemphasize these points. So if we enter another, because today the market slid down and everyone was panicking. I'm like, NASDAQ hit an all-time high before the open. What did you think it was going to do? Once again, if I score 52 in a garden, the next game, I'm going to go back to my baseline average. And the people who kept waiting and kept saying, well, in another month, I'll invest, they missed out on one of the greatest rallies in history. So I need you to know, once the market drops 30 to 50%, it usually goes up 100 to 113% in 4 years off indexing alone. Technology usually is 500% to 1,000% return. These are the three sleepers that I wish I had called in 2020. This first one you need to write down. Domino's Pizza. We've talked about it. I wish I would have called it in March so I could have patted myself on the back, but I think I did all right with Tesla. Over the last 10 or 11 years, Domino's is up 5,700%. 5,700%. Number two, Overstock. Overstock is going to slide back down this year, but it was a nice return of 570%, 76%. And Novavax is a sleeper. I don't think Novavax is good now, and maybe we'll do chart time next week for sure. But 10,000 in last year, Novavax would have grossed you 280 grand. I can't lie. I have some FOMO over that. I really do. This is my personal blueprint for 2021. My entire theme of this year is going to be no talking, all executing. So I'm going to be straight to the point on every episode. And I want you to execute if you choose to. For me, I'm personally going to go through 200 pages a day, go through my research stack. I'm going to go through the weekly review of the top 100 companies on my list. So write this down, because if you want a competitive edge, this is what I'm doing to get it. I'm going to research every single stock in all markets, all international markets and domestic in 90 days. I'm going to mark off the buy zones for every company, mark off which ones are winners and losers, and block out all the noise. This point right here is the most important. Block out all noise. I'm going to be real. Most financial outlets have turned into Worldstar or Shade Room. Kudos to the good people over at Shade Room. Love y'all. right? But not a lot of information is given to help you catapult to the next level. A lot of it is to keep your attention and eyeballs glued to their page for ad revenue. And then my final assignment is to discover what the top three investments are for the year. So screenshot that, because this is my personal blueprint. So if I'm a little bit quieter this year, I'm getting back in the trenches in the laboratory so I can put some enhancements on this crystal ball. This is one of the most popular posts and caused some controversy. But I originally posted this in 2018 in December, and posted it again, and it caught fire. But I'm not putting this to cause you to be stressed or depressed. I'm doing it to give you context. So when you first get your first 100 grand, whether it's liquid, partially liquid, or all tied up, once you have kids and a family, that's not real money, right? So let's take me out of it and let's look at the data. Kudos to Joshua. In order to be considered rich, according to a 2019 survey, you need at least 2.3 to be wealthy. That's to have a cushion. So whether it's liquid, real estate, a combination of both, that's how much, this is the metric for where we are, right? So the first goal you want to get to is 10 grand. After that, you want to get to 50. The third milestone is 100. After that, you have to be pushing to get to the $1 million mark in combination of all assets that you have underneath your portfolio before you will actually, if you have kids, be able to breathe. And the true way to know if you have more than enough money, you need to multiply whatever your bills are and multiply those times 10 years. And that'll tell you how much room you need for cushion to be stable.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F- a mic drop, bag drop.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.